USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House is blaming what it calls rogue intelligence officers for leaking information alleging the Russian government paid bounties to Afghan militants for killing United States soldiers. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
These are rogue intelligence officers who are imperiling our troops' lives. We will not be able to get, very likely not be able to get a consensus on this intelligence because of what was leaked to the New York Times.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was asked about it at a press conference.
If these allegations are true and he did nothing about any of this, then in fact I think the public should, unrelated to my running, conclude that this man isn't fit to be president of the United States of America.
Biden said, at a minimum, President Trump should have called up Russian President Vladimir Putin and confronted him. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Fed Chair Jerome Powell are testifying before the House on the coronavirus pandemic. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Secretary Mnuchin discusses the possibility of another coronavirus relief bill in Congress.
While we're beginning to have conversations about supplemental relief legislation, we look forward to working with Congress on a bipartisan basis in July on any other further legislation that will be necessary.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says a full recovery is unlikely until Americans feel completely safe in resuming all activity prior to the pandemic.
Mississippi is getting a new state flag, that after Governor Tate Reeves signed a bill that retires the current flag with the Confederate battle emblem.
There is a difference between monuments and flags. A monument acknowledges and honors our past. A flag is a symbol of our present, of our people, and of our future.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A father on Facebook is claiming his son was stabbed in the neck and hand after defending a black woman from a racist man who called her the N-word for no reason. He says Joshua Dangler has had one emergency surgery to save his life and another on his hand as they are trying to save his thumb. After an investigation by the Van Wert Police Department in Illinois, a suspect was identified as David Hecox. They found him at his job working for a wind turbine company as a road flagger. He had blood on his clothing and in his car. He was charged with felonious assault and is awaiting a hearing in court. A spacesuit from the iconic 1968 film 2001 A Space Odyssey is set to hit the auction block. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The suit is the one thought to have been worn by actor Keir DeLay as David Bowman, as he argues with the supercomputer HAL, ending up unplugging it.
Open the pod bay doors, HAL.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
That spacesuit's expected to bring in between $200,000 and $300,000. Some estimates say even more. The suit is a rare find, as filmmaker Stanley Kubrick reportedly destroyed most of the movie's props to prevent them from being used in other productions without permission. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.